4, and we'll start off by listening to the Bo Brights radio tape.
Luigi, I don't know if we'll be able to get it on tape, but let's start with just a verbal rundown.
Okay, hang on, I'll give you my mom. She's the one
Stop.
Who heard the whole thing.
Okay.
Stop.
You want to hear?
Stop. How are we going to do this so that if I don't want something on the tape?
Yeah.
I don't want this on the tape. He's going to dance of everyone while he sold his books. We defended him. Begins to look maybe like Debbie Kidd was right. What really burned them in that area where they were central, basically central to the major amount of work to get Bo pushed along. The simple objection from the team after they lost was that Bo vanished. And she said, she put out a letter, I think probably that came up here. And she said, this man did not even thank his people. I called him to task. This was the first time, you know, this was actually the second time. The first time he was so ticked off is when we first became the reptilian. Only he blew that one. He said the only thing similar to a reptilian is your ability to change colors like the chameleon. That was over parole. When I further brought him to task about no thank yous, and this is what is damaging you because your people worked for you, his response, they don't deserve a thank you. His words, quoted, it should have been the cause, and they didn't get one. You didn't either. Go on, please.
Feed painted the facts from Capcom and from who I believe the voice of the town is, and that's Doris Ecker. I want to share with you some of, I'm going to read it right off of what I received, some of the language, some of it I cannot, but I'm going to read you the most graphic part, and then we're going to bring Dr. Tim Binder on. Dr. Tim Binder runs a university of science and philosophy in Waynesboro, Virginia. We're going to see where Hatan has honestly gotten most of the revelations, because Dr. Binder, for the university, has successfully sued the Hatan organization for plagiarism.
Exactly.
I believe the truth will come out.
All right.
And again,
these are the ones, and I want you to yell stop when you see them. We may be here 2 days, but I want you not to miss a one. And this is something that must come to the attention of Gene. These things need to be written legally as rebuttal. Has not even begun to be resolved in any way, shape, or form. Go on, please.
Remember, Hatan, you're not supposed, by your own words, if you are God, which you say you are, then you're not supposed to bear false witness against your neighbor. So let's knock it off and let's get out of the truth. I would ask that you hold your call until we've had a chance for Dr. Tim Binder to go ahead and tell us his personal experience with the Phoenix Liberator, the Phoenix Organization. I don't know how many names they go under, but basically the bottom line is Hatan. Let me give you some of the language now that caused me to go ahead and extend what normally would have been nothing. Quote, it says that I and a man named Green and Anderson are doing nothing more than setting up lies which can be used as excuses for making a raid by the BATF and the federal forces on the house in which the Eckers live. Then she goes right on, the very next paragraph. The Mormon Church in Salt Lake City is staging a push to get the anchor, and the plan is openly spoken of in Washington circles. And she goes on to say that Henry Kissinger and Brent Scowcroft are running the government and the Mormon Church. She says that, man, let me, some of this stuff's pretty graphic. For example, she says,
even paraphrase that. It is important when you respond that you get it accurate. Accurately written. Go on.
There's two, here's how she describes herself. Two honest people, that's her and EJ, who have had their home taken, their property stolen, nothing left to them, living on food stamps and eligible for welfare, their family pays their meager bills, and are applying because of age for Social Security. There is not and never has been so much as a group of anything in this place. And she goes on to make herself sound like some poor little old crippling lady. She says, I've betrayed my brothers in Vietnam and that I've run drugs in Panama. Now see, if this is God speaking. This is Hatan. This is not Doris Egger. So if God can be wrong about so many things, and I think that maybe Doris is less in contact with God than she claims.
Stop.
She says here for...
Stop. You see, when you don't have the hard document to compare what he's saying, Hatan says that he ran drugs in Panama. No. I believe what I said, or drugs are still flown into Sandy Valley at one point. What I said about Panama, and I worded these things very carefully, precious one, just so he would admit his own indiscretion, right for you. Your enemy will betray himself to you. That is like saying someone was homicided and the guilty party comes up and says, yes, I stabbed him with a knife. I did not stab him with an ice pick. I'm not guilty. He just told you. Go on.
Example, that they, meaning Doris and AJ, for they are homeless. Since the RTC confiscated and stole their property, all they have ever wanted is their simple survival and a roof over their heads. We're going to learn what the truth is here, and then many of you have, because there are millions of dollars invested here. I'm going to name you, because that's the purpose of this program. We're going to give you names and dates and places. I'm going to give you names of people who have donated, given, lost,
Lost.
And now it says, this is Tom speaking, so what is this message? Doris will make her own statement in a few days as she can emotionally handle the near-death experience on Sunday and the probability of a SWAT team ATF raid that will destroy the rest of their existence. Now, what is all that about? Well, she says that I think these people are legally paranoid and they're probably trying to get ready to enter a plea of insanity. She says, well, let me get the right, try to find the exact quote, because there's a lot of things she's calling me in here. But I want to, she thinks that there was a full scale, she says, calling God says, that's on, so that there was a full scale military operation against them. It says here, quote, on this weekend there was a full military operation set up in San Luis Obispo County to take out a few good men and women, Doris and E.J. Eckert. There was a full-blown operation with guard troops and military troops to literally blow them all away. Well, I don't cotton to these tricks too well. You got to remember, this is Hatan speaking. And finally, after 2 hours of very strange things, I told them, meaning the military, they would, within 3 more minutes, have a full alien encounter of the worst kind on the ground for the world to see if they did not scrub the mission and disperse immediately. She goes on and says that these military soldiers all ran off and they had the largest debriefing that the world has ever known, where all the soldiers were told, don't say anything at all. I mean, I thought World War II was a pretty good shot as far as secrecy goes. But no, she says that no greater time in the world has there been more debriefing and secrecy about how they were going to kill EJ and Dora. I think they're trying to feign paranoia, but a man who knows the truth of it, and we're going to start here. Just go kind of...
I just want to remind you constantly, you see, he said, I'm going to read it. He didn't. He read part of it, and then he interpreted for everyone so that you wouldn't miss it. They all ran away. No. This is what. It does not matter that you counter this incident. This is what you watch for, because all of your clues will be that subtle. And I'm not out to get Bogrites. So this is training session to see if we're ready to receive.
Amanda?
Yes.
I was going to just a brief comment that you're going to get in the binder here, since it's talking about subtlety. That is, listen very carefully to his voice as he's talking. There either is something a little bit honest about binder that he's being overridden or told what he's talking about, or there's a real conflict going on because we're watching clearing his throat.
Oh, yes, he's extremely stressed.
A lot of very interesting subtleties are gone.
Extremely stressed. Go on.
Step by step. The man who knows the truth is Dr. Tim Binder. Again, he's with the University of Science and Philosophy, Waynesboro, Virginia. Not too far from where I went to military school at Fort Union, Virginia. I'd like to bring Dr. Tim Binder on the time. Let him go ahead and kind of state how he first came in contact with Hatan, and then, because Hatan didn't start with the University of Science and Philosophy, apparently they were plagiarizing other people's information, and Dr. Tim Binder can let us know. Go ahead, Tim.
Do you want to go on?
Oh, yes. By all means.
Okay.
I'm just past the oxygen.
Okay. Hang on.
And hello to the audience there. I'm happy to be able to speak on the program today and tell people some of my history with Yekkers. And
yeah,
I know
he has no history with Yekkers. Timothy Binder has absolutely zero anything with Yekkers. He has never spoken with them. Rod Enns has spoken with him. There is absolutely zero history with the Eckers. Go on.
Some of the things that they've said about you, I find in the same vein that they've said about the university and my board and what we're all up to. And if it wasn't that there are a few people, apparently, that have believed them from letters that I've received, it would be laughable.
He has received letters. And that's wonderful, but your rebuttal to their great big oppressive, unfair competition, when you don't have but 1,300 subscribers, how much damage could you do this magnificent university? Because in the second tape, he tells you just how magnificent it is, this palace, and all the wonderful programs that they have to offer the public. And what do you have to offer? You have nothing. Not even the book. Go on.
This all started with our involvement. A few years back, somebody sent me a copy of one of the books that Doris and EJ had put out through so-called, you know, Hatan.
Who do you suppose sent, and who published and put out, and oh, go on.
Transmitted this book to her, and she had written it, and it turned out there were about, seven or eight.
Anyway, Germaine.
Yes.
And the fact that Germaine was the one who gave the information to Walter Russell. This is all lost to here. And that's a major, major point, isn't it?
Yes.
You wrote just part of them.
Well, and you see, we're not going to talk about five of those books because there is so little they can claim. On one of them, they claim we give no recognition in these Pleiades connections. We very carefully put Walter Russell right on the cover as the author of part of the material. That doesn't mean whether or not it was plagiarized or Walter Russell stood there and dictated it. And if Jesus Christ can dictate to Mr. Greitz, I'd like to know why he thinks no one else can dictate to anyone else. You see, I don't intend to be able to reach the entire world. But surely 14 of you can make a point or two along the way. And that is number one. Hatton did not write the four books in point. Very carefully did not. And where was Mr. Green, your educated businessman, real estate executive, insider, knew all about business, including how to set up the institute? Oh, come on. Go on.
Nine books, I forget, that were in large part, if not wholly, simple plagiarisms of the Russells' home study course and books, some of their books.
Stop, don't miss, in large part, or wholly, he brushes on by that. What they have missed is that the parts that have nothing to do is the important parts of the books. And I'm sure, had we just sent him for his review, these parts of the book, he wouldn't have known one end of himself from the other, because until it was brought to his attention, he hadn't even studied the books they had. He doesn't even know how many they have. He would not have listened. We have done our job. We have done our job, and they don't like it. Go on.
For instance, if any of you had seen the book that they put out, Murder by Atomic Suicide, if you compare that to the Russell's duly copyrighted book, Atomic Suicide, which they originally wrote in 1957, to warn the world against the use of atomic energy for even peaceful purposes. And this is an extremely important book, which I'd like to talk even more about this at length and what we're really doing. But if you compare those two books, you'll see that virtually it's the same book. And another one of their books was Plagiarism of the Secret Light, which I frankly can't think of the title of that one now, but it was a virtually an exact copy of the book with all the diagrams and everything out of it. Again, a duly copyrighted book by the university. And they
by
said
the
that,
university?
This book came.
How does the university copyright a book? And number one, scientific information cannot be copyrighted. And nobody has even read the books to sort out the fact that it is well documented all the way through them that it is only the scientific presentations. He's also going to say without recognition. Well, I don't know how in the world do you get recognition? You cannot use the atomic chart from Walter Russell without giving Walter Russell credit. So what is he talking about? The University of Science and later technology, or what? He better be very careful how he continues to word that, because Binder did not bother to correct it in the second place. Now, I'm sure he knew the difference. But maybe your listeners don't. And maybe that's a good slip of the lip, because they have set themselves up as a philosophical society coming out of the Twilight Club, and he will give you the whole rundown that Nora so carefully looked up for you. And the connections. Those are philosophical societies. Mr. Russell's scientific work was only quarreled over. It was never accepted. And they did not draw Tesla into it. We Drew Tesla into it, and man, you are going to hear them using that all the way through the rest of these programs. Go on, please.
From St. Germain, who had originally given it to Walter Russell and now Anton, and now they wanted it put out in the form that it was, and of course that's their defense that they weren't infringing on copyrights.
Let me ask you to hold the thought right there. We're going to take a little two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Kim Binder, University of Science and Philosophy, Waynesboro, Virginia, talk about how he...
Okay, we'll turn it down for the break. Do you want to go on for the rest?
Yeah.
Are you pretty mad by now?
I'm getting there. I'm recording all of this, so.
Yeah, it's pretty. We were just, our mouths are like open. Oh. You know, what do you say?
Well, does it get better?
No.
Okay, well, let's keep going on it.
Okay, well, they're on a commercial. Let me see if I can fast forward the tape to the past the commercial.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay. 535.
Are you taping this?
Yes.
Okay.
For the things we really believe in, conservative news talk, KHNC.
Okay, I think it's coming back on.
This is Dr. Norm Resnick. Today from 3 to 5, I am privileged to have, again, Sheriff Ed Jordan, Weld County Sheriff, in studio. Sheriff Jordan is a very old...
commercial for the next program.
In studio talking about Trump.
Uh-oh. I went past it.
Have a really wonderful weekend.
Okay, here it comes.
With you on the scene, and today with Dr. Tim Binder of the University of Science and Philosophy, Waynesboro, Virginia, who is telling us that a real genius of our time, born before the turn of the century and died in 1963, a man who was recognized by the world as being a genius, had come forward with various philosophies that he recorded, duly recorded, in copyright written books. And that when Hatton began with his through Doris Ecker, with his revelations, they were nothing more than word-for-word plagiarism. Now, one thing that I have learned is that E.J. Ecker, who is Doris's husband, actually got a copy, sent for and got a copy of a home study course on that come right out of the university, and copied it, at least that's the way it looks like, copied it word for word. Tim, what do you know about that? And what do you know about also, if you wouldn't kindly expand this thing, the plagiarism? I understand they also plagiarized some 30 books of Sister Faith.
30?
And let us know any other information you've got directly on it.
Yes, they did plagiarize the home study course and not attribute authorship to that particular writing. And again, as they did with all of them, they said that this came from the Don. And I had information sent to me from the Ask Foundation in Sedona, which was papers showing that they had contacted the Eckers some years previously about infringement of Sister Thayer's books. I think it was about 30 of her books that Doris had, shall we say, borrowed and put out. In some of this whole series of books that they put out. And there were papers back and forth between their attorneys and the Ask Foundation attorneys, and basically the Ask Foundation did not have the will and the finances to continue on in a court battle and just let them continue plagiarizing.
We did have the great judgment against them.
And in our case, I figured, you know, I had even people say, well, why are you bothering? Because, you know, they're getting the information out. And, of course, our goal is to try and give the world the wonderful information that the Russells gave out. The thing that bothers me is, in many cases, the context that they put the information in, not to mention the fact that they didn't attribute authorship to the Russells, not to mention the fact that they could have just bought our books at a discount, at a distributor's discount, and sold them. And,
Hold it. You really think George Green would have done that?
No. I excuse you.
We're going to move back in time. to meeting with George Green the first time. Because, you see, he also is now screaming plagiarism from, and they called his name Emmanuel. He was so pleased to have this manuscript. This was before he had ever met, ever known, ever had any input. And somehow three manuscripts showed up on his desk. And he never could establish who sent them. And neither could you. But boy, did his little blinkers go on when we got to Emmanuel. There was a man who called himself a professor, D or something or other. And since they have done a duplicate of this book. This was the information that pulled George Green in. I find it very interesting that as a noted publisher and world-renowned businessman, that he didn't notice any plagiarism then. He didn't notice anything strange about Sananda and Judas Iscariot doing some little tinkering from space. An administrative position holder in a children's hospital for 9 or 10 years. She's written one story. And that was a movie treatment that she was told to do by Lil Crow. And suddenly, you are so foolishly stupid and naive that this, at the time, a grandmother can bring in a book every 2 to 3 weeks and you don't even question it. You just want to make sure that old Hatton signs off on the don't hold me responsible. Well, if you don't recognize Hatton, what the soup good is some hold harmless? Signed by that one up there, the reptilian lizard. Maybe that reptilian lizard was out to get you, Mr. Green. I'm sure you've thought of it. And, oh, this separate entity, America West Distributing, and Sweet Receiver Desiree. What did you have? You had one very genuine article who could not let go of the fear of loss. And did not have the strength to do anything about it. Desiree Green was not going to move to this place. She was not turned on to God or anything else. She was not going to move to a shack in this place. Period. And on the day of the move, she still was not going to move. She sat herself down the morning of the move and said, I will not go. And at that point, George says, I am going, and this house is no longer yours, so it wasn't theirs anyway. Which also negates their later claim to Dave Overton and the gift. Dave Overton said, if Desiree or anyone needs this for mortgage payments, in other words, handle it properly, but if it is needed, mortgage payments. Nobody at that point except Eckers had any mortgage payment.
Excuse me, Commander. That's the letter that refers to the mortgage payment that has been taken out of context. It has to do with the $40,000 not the goal.
Then it should certainly be noted, shouldn't it? This is why you ones as individuals must come together, because they are trying to pull down your business that you have been working for since you moved to this place. Not just my business. You see, my business will go on no matter where. I choose that it will continue here, where there are members of my brotherhood who have worked diligently to receive and pray diligently to God of light that you might serve and do it justly and well. Without taking advantage of your brother, and while we are stopped, I want to say something. I want to remind you over and over and over again. These books are not textbooks. They are not books. They are not novels. And it was very, very carefully chosen what the subject material would be and reviews done of this. And over and over and over again, we gave full, whole, admirable gratitude to Walter Russell, who wanted to set his legacy to right. Believe it or not, I don't care if not 10 people outside that room, this room, believe it. But you who are building in your separate businesses had better come to believe it. It is extremely important to the scientific community and to Dr. Young. It has not been appropriate that I go through there and point out to him word for word for word, hey, they got it wrong here, brother. Look at it. And it's taking him weeks to go through what we plagiarized. By his own words, 50 years this has been buried. But he would expect God to come with new and wondrous revelations. Even Mr. Binder doesn't know how to present it. And these are dated reviews. I said it before, I will say it now. Those volumes that George Green has now literally, in my opinion, have denigrated to the garbage heap. Reclamation of the paper is about all I can see their value. How many of you would go in there and pay $6 or $10 a volume for an old TV guide? Or even an old Life magazine, especially if you have a copy of it. For goodness sakes, are you nuts? We have very carefully dated those cotton pickers 3 times at least. You've got more dates on that than you will ever find on a newsletter. That is dated material. And I'm going to remind EJ this moment. As George joined forces and took over this, he said, boy, we've got to move them. This is dated material, and it gets outdated fast. Remember that?
Sure.
Go on.
Have to continue and go to court, and we did get a preliminary injunction where the court said, if this indeed appears to be that you've definitely plagiarized these books and you cannot distribute or sell them anymore. And they went on and continued to advertise
Stop.
These. I think
nobody in that courtroom, including the lawyer who would now like to be paid, said these people have distributed nor published anything. Remember, at the point that we were in that courtroom, and I was there, you better believe it, while they ridiculed and had great sport. And the little clerks, boy, they were just giggling and having a ball. Both hearings. Mr. Green was not there. The publisher and distributor were not there, and yet they were first named. They had not even been served. Somehow, people could find the Greens at America West to buy from, but nobody could find any way to serve them. How many of you remember that George and Desiree were going to come to Bogwright's rally and take over, and they were going to be the big shots? And we said, no, you won't. They will be there from USNP to serve you, Mr. Green. And the servors were there. Mr. Green was not. Go on.
To the Phoenix newsletter, to have to be distributing, and said that they weren't involved with their point. It didn't make any difference if they were telling people you can get the books there, and they tried to tell everybody that we were trying to stop Walter Russell's ideas from coming out. And he said that in subsequent newsletters, that the university was really just trying to keep his ideas from coming out. It's the very opposite of what our mission is. Then when I talked about slander, we had to take them back to court again when they disregarded the preliminary injunction to not distribute or sell the books. And I also made amendments to that where they were saying things that were of a defamatory nature and that were untruth.
This man is the same as poor Commander Greitz. I mean these sensitive things like pearls before swine. Cannot come out his mouth or in his ears.
Burn.
Go on.
Just plain untruth. They said that we had $250 million earmarked for this case.
It is
going to
be a long week.
Guess where that came from?
George
Green. It came to E.J. and Doris from Scott Tipps, the attorney. And George Green said he had the documents to back it up. He had seen it in print in an article. Only it was 215. So the 50 is an error. But isn't it interesting that it is the 250 that is being repeated here? Go on. These are your clues.
So that we were funded by the Brookings Institution, and I'm here to tell you, as president of the university, this institute is definitely not funded by the Brookings Institution, and if anybody would know about it, Doris in one of the newsletters through it on said, well, he doesn't really know. Well, if the president of the university doesn't know, who would?
Almost everybody else.
We were funded by the Brookings Institution, and that Prince Charles sat on my board of directors, and I can tell you I know every one of my board of directors, and Prince Charles does not sit on it. And
stop. He's going to get around to Satanism, and I want you to hear it. I want you to hear this before you. Many of you ones, I don't believe that I ever told you who had been to that university. And when we wrote about what we wrote about the university, I headed it by saying, this information has been sent to us. This was by personal observation of ones there. Number one, you will find no reference in our work to a water tower. There is reference to a tower. You will find no reference to human sacrifice, none. And Prince Charles and his entire entourage was seen going to, by eyewitnesses, the university palace. During the period of time that they do have ritual services, customarily, Now, if he does not sit on the board, let us assume that he must have at one time to have been either invited there or to feel so at home there as to drop in on a diplomatic mission to the United States. To take time out to go over here to Virginia, to this little out-of-the-way palace, and also we will have a blatant denial of the name Cohen. Well, I doubt that the name Cohen shows on their register. The name Cohen would either be jointly hyphenated or it would have been completely obliterated by now. You see, these are things that openly you need not do anything. Why are you hiding something? Why are you assuming such atrocious behavior unless you really are hiding something? I am not going to give her name, and she did not go over there alone. But you know her. Eyewitness to what he is going to deny, and yet was never said. Go on.
We also had Doris under constant surveillance, and that we even attempted to wipe her out. We were trying to kill her.
You all are aware of that. Man, they just followed Rick until his life was miserable. And through the same bunch of nitwits, one man was caught with a device to Brent's window. And when all of this, when Charles went over to confront these people, they took off. I mean, they stationed themselves right across from the house where they could watch everything. And then there were high-speed chases, and there were all these exciting things, you know. And finally, when the sheriffs went to investigate, what did they come up with? They said, well, because they were not caught doing anything at the time, they could only assure these people that the car was not stolen and that they worked for someone in Virginia. Well, maybe it was the FBI or the CIA, or I don't know where your different offices are. But I doubt it, since it was the USNP that was promoting an investigation and charges against these ones. And they seemed to have whatever information they needed. It was wrong, but they had done an investigation and said, guess what? This got all changed later. Guess what? They said that Tehachapi Distributing was simply another name for America West. Hold it in your heart. Go on.
And I thought, well, boy, if that isn't defamatory language, nothing is. And to me, like I said, it's almost hilarious, except for the fact that I know there are certain people who have bought into this. And all I can say is get a copy of The Secret Light, get a copy of, I'll remember the title of the book that they called it before.
Wait
the
a
program.
Minute.
So get it.
Get him. Sick him. He is advertising your book that is banned. If he could only remember the name of it. And he will. He'll get close. Put it down. That is advertising on a public media.
Copy of Murder by Atomic Suicide and Atomic Suicide. Look at the two. And if it were truly, if Doris and Hatton were truly, if this was a message from God, it would be something beautiful.
Beautiful.
It would be something of a revelatory nature. In other words, it would be something new. And it's not. the information, certainly at least that they plagiarized from the university, has been out for over 50 years. So, you know, it's in a sense a sad situation, and I'd say even a sad situation for them, and that I feel they must be going through a lot of pain, because they have to know what's going on. They know these books in question, like Atomic Suicide and Secret of Life, Home Study Course, that what they put out, that the editions, that they're almost word for word the same thing, and that it's really indefensible. And they know